just want you. No, I just want you.
CQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason.
Clearly indignant at the start of his non-jury fraud trial in New York, former President Trump says the only fraud that has been committed is this case against him.
Trump spent part of Monday in court where he and his company are accused of deceiving banks and others by lying about his wealth in financial statements. Outside the courtroom, the ex-president called the New York Attorney General a racist, said the judge was rogue, and blamed the Justice Department for orchestrating the legal action against him.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says a judge already has ruled that Mr. Trump committed fraud in business dealings. That's something the former president steadfastly denies. And while conducting a front-running presidential campaign, running a business empire, and facing other legal challenges, Mr. Trump due back in that New York courtroom today. A federal judge is set to rule in a high-profile Second Amendment case out of Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Advocates for gun rights have filed a barrage of challenges to Governor Michelle Lujan Grisham's 30-day emergency public health order, which the sheriff and Albuquerque's police chief have refused to enforce. It originally included broad restrictions on carrying guns in public, but after some serious pushback, Lujan Grisham amended the order to most public parks and playgrounds. A federal judge last month granted a temporary restraining order, but the judge said in a recent court filing that restrictions on gun activity where children play, quote, may very well be constitutional, end quote. I'm Donna Water.
Three people have been killed in a mall shooting in Bangkok. A suspect's in custody. The sound of gunfire sent panic shoppers running for their lives. Watching Wall Street, Dow futures down 164 points. NASDAQ futures off 125, ahead of this morning's Wall Street opening bell. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest-rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Taiwan has issued a weather alert as Typhoon Koinu approaches. Could make landfall later in the week, bringing gales and downpours to the southeastern reaches of the island.
The Weather Bureau put out a land warning after issuing a sea alert late on Monday. Koinu's moving northwest with sustained winds of 100 mph near its center. Forecasters expect it to bring strong winds and downpours to southern and eastern parts of Taiwan early on Wednesday and potentially make landfall in the southeastern parts of the island on Thursday. In the Philippines, which avoided the typhoon's direct hit, the Weather Bureau has issued storm alerts in at least six northern provinces and warned of possible flooding and landslides, especially in mountainous regions. I'm Charles Teledesma.
Britain's inquiry into the response to the pandemic and its impact on the nation has entered a second phase, with political decision-making taking center stage, such as the timing of lockdowns. Townhall.com. Following his suspension, the Kansas police chief, who led an August raid on a small weekly newspaper, has resigned.
Okay, all of these back here are tagged.
Body camera video shows a police officer rifling through the desk drawer of a Marion County Record reporter who was investigating Marion Police Chief Gideon Cody. The officer asking the chief,
I'm asking, do you want to look through this desk?
The mayor suspended Cody last week, reasons not made public. The resignation comes weeks after a local prosecutor said there wasn't sufficient evidence to justify the search of the paper or searches at the same time of the publisher's home and that of a city council member. I'm Ben Thomas.
A not guilty plea expected today from Hunter Biden as he returns to a Delaware courtroom to face federal firearms charges. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Attention taxpayers, ready for some bad news? With $80 billion in new funding from Congress, the IRS has launched their most aggressive hiring campaign ever to ramp up enforcement. If you're ignoring your taxes, don't delay another minute because your paycheck, your bank account, even your home or business could already be at risk. Now, here's the good news. Optima Tax Relief, America's number one tax relief firm, can get to work immediately, helping to protect you from the IRS. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, their tax attorneys and licensed professionals are experts at resolving tax problems. Let them help determine if you qualify for the Fresh Start Initiative or other powerful IRS tax assistance programs. Take control. Call Optima Tax Relief now for a free consultation.
Call 800-953-1788. 800-953-1788. 800-953-1788.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Wisconsin Radio Network News. I'm Ted Aylin. Local officials are supportive of a bill to allow timely counting of absentee ballots.
The measure would allow canvassing of absentee ballots to begin the day before Election Day. Rock County Clerk Lisa Tollefson says that could allay voter concerns about elections.
Starting earlier, they'll get the results earlier. I believe there'd be less questions.
Milwaukee Elections Commission Administrator Claire Woodall Vogg.
I think it would really go a long way in making sure that people aren't going to sleep with one set of results and waking up to dramatically different results in the morning.
However, the Republican-authored bill has a number of provisions already opposed by Democrats in the legislature. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Three people were taken into custody after a lockdown at a Racine High School. The action was prompted when a student participating in a fight on the second floor of Case High School left the campus. That student was apprehended upon their return by police outside the school after authorities learned the student obtained a weapon after leaving the school. That information led to the lockdown as an investigation ensued. A press release said that statements made to police were unfounded and the lockdown was lifted. Officials point out that a weapon never entered the school. The autumn leaves may turn and fall within a shorter window this season in Wisconsin. A forest ecologist for the state's Department of Natural Resources, Brad Hutnick, tells WKOW-TV in Madison, changes in color and shedding of leaves will likely come earlier than usual.
And that has to do with stresses to the trees. And sometimes if the trees are stressed, they may decide to drop leaves earlier.
What's to blame for the shorter foliage conditions are the hot, dry conditions of the late spring and summer that have perpetuated into October. You're listening to Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Are you having a hard time finding ag podcasts? We can help. The podcast directory at agraamerica.com allows you to search by category and topic, so it's quick and easy to find what you're looking for. Ag Chicks, Farm for Profit, Heart of Rural America, The Shark Farmer Podcast, Real Ag Radio, and more are featured on Agra America. Our extensive directory has something for everyone. Discover a new ag podcast today by visiting agraamerica.com. That's agraamerica.com.
If a baby is giggling in the back seat, they're probably happy. If a baby is crying in the back seat, they're probably hungry. But if a baby is sleeping in the back seat, will you remember they're even there? When you're distracted, stressed, or not usually the one who drives them, the chances of forgetting them in the back seat are much higher. It can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get in the habit of checking the back seat when you leave. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Vice President Kamala Harris is postponing her planned visit to Madison.
The White House says Harris will instead be attending funeral services for late California Senator Dianne Feinstein. The VP was expected to stop at UW-Madison this week as part of a tour of college campuses to discuss reproductive rights, youth voting, and climate change. It's unclear when Harris will be back, but officials at the White House say she is, quote, looking forward to future visits. Raymond Newport, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Speaking of UW-Madison, they've hit an enrollment record. The total campus enrollment is at 50,662. The new freshman class there with 3,813 Wisconsin residents is the second highest number ever, and it's an increase over last year. The freshman class also includes the highest percentage of underrepresented students of color ever at 17.8% this year. And the number of applications also hit a high at just under 68,000. Ted Allen, Wisconsin Radio Network News.
Just a reminder that the Price County Senior Dining is closed tomorrow. There's no meals tomorrow on the fourth day of October. They'll be back at it again on Thursday. Always just a great selection of food available. Any questions you may have about Price County Senior Dining? And everything comes with bread, buttermilk, great meals. 715-339. 2158 for Price County Senior Dining.
Wisconsin is facing an unprecedented threat, a constitutional crisis that would overrule the votes of nearly 2 million Wisconsinites who voted in the state Supreme Court election this past April. It's a threat made by some extremist Republicans who are desperate to overturn a fair and democratic election so they can hold on to power. Instead of focusing on the issues we really care about, they are threatening to illegally impeach Justice Janet Protasiewicz without evidence before she's even ruled on a single case. Removing Justice Janet Protasiewicz from office would threaten our democracy and overrule the will of the people. But it's not too late to protect your vote and stand up for the rule of law. Tell your state legislators not to overturn the results of an election. Tell them to oppose the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet Protasiewicz. Contact your state legislators at 1-800-362-9472, then visit defendjustice.us to learn more about how you can help stop the illegal impeachment of Justice Janet. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll sunny to partly cloudy skies with high temperatures warming up to 80. South winds a bit breezy, increasing to 10 to 15. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy, chance for some late night showers, a low of 62. Scattered showers and storms on Wednesday, a cooler high of 68. That cooling trend continues on Thursday with a chance for some more showers developing back to a high of 60. Friday, only expecting upper 40s with rain likely. And even into your Saturday, chance for some early day showers, high of 46. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently 61 degrees.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Dive into true crime on Pluto TV. Unravel the mysteries on Forensic Files and Dateline 24/7. Plus, watch thousands of other crime movies and TV shows, all for free. Download Pluto TV on all your favorite devices and start streaming now.
Explore 50% off everything for a limited time now through October 9th at Banana Republic Factory. Save on elevated fall essentials, polished occasion wear, and more only at your nearest Banana Republic Factory store.
Show your love for Legos with Disney Bricks, a newly opened Main Street business in downtown Phillips, Wisconsin. When we buy and sell Legos, buy the piece or buy the set. And we can even find those missing Lego pieces. In store, a world of imagination for all ages awaits you with a selection of Disney-themed Lego sets. Everything from Winnie the Pooh to Star Wars, plus many other unique Lego sets in stock. Kids, book your birthday parties now and stop in for some Lego fun anytime. And have a magical day from Disney Bricks. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5, located in downtown Phillips, Wisconsin.
I'm Rob Dreeslein, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955.
The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service recently announced the winner of the 2023 Federal Duck Stamp Art Contest. The winning artist hails from Montana, but he's originally from the upper Midwest. I'll tell you more about him and his painting when we return. But first...
Fleet Farm's got everything you need for everyday life. And by everything, we mean top products by your favorite brands. From Blackstone to Blue Buffalo, Carhartt to Cooper, Milwaukee to Muddy, Scott's to Science Diet, DeWalt, Levi's, Purina, Husqvarna, Goodyear, Rapala, Vortex, whoo, and a whole lot more. In-store or online, check out all the brands Fleet Farm carries to help make your everyday life better.
Welcome back. After 2 days of competition, Chuck Black of Belgrade, Montana, emerged as the winner of the 2023 Federal Duck Stamp Art Contest. He won with an oil painting of a northern pintail. The announcement was made at an official Federal Duck Stamp event at the Olmede Center at Drake University in Des Moines, Iowa, on September 16th. The winning artwork will appear on the 2024-25 Federal Duck Stamp. Chuck Black may hail from Montana now, but he's originally from Stillwater, Minnesota. That's right on the St. Croix River on the Minnesota and Wisconsin border. In second place in the competition was Adam Grimm of Wallace, South Dakota, with an acrylic painting of a northern pintail pear, and Gerald Mobley of Claremore, Oklahoma, took third place with an acrylic painting, also of a northern pintail. But overall, congratulations to Chuck Black, another northern Midwestern son, whose artwork will grace the pocketbooks of all waterfowlers next year. I'm Rob Dreeslein, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News. Read more at OutdoorNews.com.
Brand new country. Drink a watermelon.
So freaking good. I love it.
98Q Country.
I can still shut down the party. I can hang with anybody. I can drink whiskey and red wine, champagne and all that. Little scotch on the rocks and I'm fine. The same one you wore when we were skating.
Fly away, still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die. Your classics, your country, 98 Q Country.
Country, Brett Eldridge, called Love Someone. Well, it's a good morning, huh? It's a beautiful morning out there. It's going to be a little bit breezy today. We're going to see 81. If you like the warmth, you're going to like today. If you like the summer hot weather and you don't want to see it go away, you're going to get emotional this week. I'm warning you. You might want to have a Kleenex box next to you, and you will by the end of this week, you will be mourning the loss of summer. All right? For those of you who like the cooler fall weather, You're going to be loving it. Friday and Saturday with temperatures struggling to get to 50 over the weekend. 81, though, today. 81. I don't know if we're going to see I know there is a chance of rain as we get into tomorrow. Normally, we see some thunderstorms roll in when we see a drastic change in the weather. It looks like there will be a few showers and maybe a thunderstorm during the day tomorrow as this cooler weather slides in. 81 is what we're on the way to today. What have we warmed up to already here today? I'm going to call it 59 here in the city of Park Falls. birthdays, anniversaries. If we missed you yesterday or today, we'll get you. We'll give you a chance to win that cake Friday, 715-762-3221. Birthdays, anniversaries are next.
Medicare open enrollment starts October 15th. Countless mailers and TV commercials will tell you you're missing out on some benefits. But don't be tricked into an Advantage plan you don't need or that doesn't cover your current medication. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol can help you prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Visit Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol online at smpwi.org.
What's holding you back from learning the language you've always wanted to know?
Too hard.
Takes too long.
Not with Babbel. Babbel's lessons take just 15 minutes a day.
15 minutes isn't long.
Nope, and they're fun. So you don't realize you're learning a language, but you are. In 3 weeks, you're able to start having conversations. And Babbel's lessons are built around real life.
And with Babbel, it isn't hard.
It's perfect.
Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
You've built a business to be proud of. It provides for your family, employees, and your community. Shouldn't you protect this valuable asset? At Forward Insurance, we have a full line of commercial insurance options to meet your needs. Stop in to see one of the experienced hometown agents to hear more about the benefits of moving forward together. Or visit online at www.forward.bank/insurance. Conveniently located in Park Falls and Phillips.
Show your love for Legos with Disney Bricks, a newly opened Main Street business in downtown Phillips, Wisconsin. When we buy and sell Legos, buy the piece or buy the set. And we can even find those missing Lego pieces. In store, a world of imagination for all ages awaits you with a selection of Disney-themed Lego sets. Everything from Winnie the Pooh to Star Wars, plus many other unique Lego sets in stock. Kids, book your birthday parties now and stop in for some Lego fun anytime. And have a magical day from Disney Bricks. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5, located in downtown Phillips, Wisconsin.
This season, your coffee orders are getting warmer and your outfits are getting cozier. The world keeps changing, and so does COVID-19. That's why this season's COVID-19 shots have been updated. They're one of the best ways to help protect yourself against COVID-19. You can get a COVID-19 shot at the same visit as a flu shot if you're due for both, as recommended by the CDC. Talk to your healthcare provider to learn more and schedule at vaccines.gov. And don't forget to get extra cinnamon spice. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
The new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium is here. Switch to my plan from Verizon at your local store today, and you'll get the amazing new iPhone 15 Pro on us with Unlimited Ultimate when you trade in any iPhone, any model, any condition. Guaranteed. Yep, even the old phone in your pocket right now. It's your Verizon. $999.99, 128 gigabyte only. Device payment purchase or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on Unlimited Ultimate plan required. Less $1,000 trade-in or promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR.
Happy birthday anniversary. If this is a special day for you on this third day of October, you get to share your day with Tessa Thompson, the actress. She's a star of the cable series called Westworld and others, 40 Today. Shannon Sossamon, the actress from One Missed Call, A Knight's Tale, 44 Today. William Scott, the actor. He played Stifler in the American Pie movie. Ice Age, Using Cop Out, 47 today. Neve Campbell, if you've ever watched the show, Party of Five, House of Cards, Scream, 50 today for the actor. Gwen Stefani is 54, the solo artist and the lead singer of the pop group No Doubt. 54 today, was married to Blake Shelton. They've been married for quite a while. Janelle Maloney, the actress from TV's The West Wing, is 54. Clive Owen, the Englishman, received a Best Supporting Actor Oscar nomination in 05 for Closer and many other notables, too. He's 59 today. Tommy Lee, Motley Crue, lead singer, rock star, 61 today. Jack Wagner, course, he not only was a singer, General Hospital, Jack Wagner, 64 today. Tommy Wiseau, the bizarre actor, director, and writer, made The Room in 2003 and became a movie cult legend in 2017. He had a small role in the Disaster Artist movie, James Franco film about him, 68, Tommy Wiseau today. Dennis Eckersley, the pitcher, 69, Baseball Hall of Famer, Red Sox. Dave Winfield, Minnesota Golden Gopher guy, Yankee, played with the Twins a little bit, Baseball Hall of Famer. ESPN baseball analyst, you may see him on the tube at some point during these baseball playoffs. He's 72 today. Who else here? Roy Horn, the magician and the animal trainer, one half of Siegfried and Roy. He passed away back in 2020. Alan Rachins, R-A-C-H-I-N-S, Dharma, Greg, Dharma and Greg, L.A. Law, 81 today. Chubby Checker, the South Carolina native, grew up in Philadelphia, and he helped, American Bandstand's Dick Clark. He launched the biggest dance craze ever, of course, with Hank Ballard's original The Twist. That is still the only 45 record ever to hold the top national chart twice more than a year apart. But Chubby Checker was no one-trick pony. He had 34 hits, spent a total of 373 weeks, more than 6 years on the charts. His real name is Ernie. Doesn't seem right, does it? Chubby Checker. Hey, Ernie. Ernest Evans is his given name. Chubby Checker, 82. He's still with us. He's still going. He's still twisting and shouting. Well, hopefully, probably not as much as he used to. 82 for Chubby Checker. None of us are, really. Eddie Cochran is celebrating a birthday today. He's the gifted 50s singer-guitarist. Was one of rock's early casualties. The Minnesota native grew up in California. He co-wrote, played, and sang such hits as Summertime Blues, Ain't No Cure for the Summertime Blues, Something Else, Come On Everybody. His songs became staples of the 60s and 70s. They were covered by The Who, the many, many groups. He appeared in the films The Girl Can't Help It, Go Johnny Go. He passed away in 1960 of a car crash en route to London's Heathrow Airport. Eddie Cochran, born on this day, 1938, Mr. Summertime Blues, passed back in 1960. And Eugene Gore Vidal, the author, playwright, essayist, screenwriter, media figure. One of his novels, Myra Breckinridge, became a 1970 film starring Raquel Welch. Gore Vidal. Born on this day, 1925, passed in 2012.
Here's a look at your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll sunny to partly cloudy skies with high temperatures warming up to 80. South winds a bit breezy, increasing to 10 to 15. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy, chance for some late night showers, a low of 62. Scattered showers and storms on Wednesday, a cooler high of 68. That cooling trend continues on Thursday with a chance for some more showers developing back to a high of 60. Friday, only expecting upper 40s with rain likely. And even into your Saturday, chance for some early day showers, high of 46. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 64.
Brand new country. I woke up on the
Country. Don't bother telling me what I got coming in the morning. I already know. I got some feel good pills and a red Gatorade.
Country. Today's favorites and yesterday's classics.
Maybe I'm just wishful drinking. Give my heart something to sink in. Better make it to nothing I won't do for another round of me and you. I know it's a shot in the dark. Looking for what's left of a spark. Throwing them back like I got nothing to lose. It's a slow burn just like you. Everybody says give it time, but I'm feeling like I'm stuck on rewind. Throwing them back like I got nothing to lose. It's a slow burn just like you. When I'm a couple in, I get optimistic. Like you and me are realistic. Maybe I'm
I'm getting closer to thinking that we ain't really over. I know it ain't right, but baby, just for tonight, I don't wanna have no closure. When I'm a couple in, I get optimistic, like you and me are realistic.
Maybe I'm
Brothers Osborne, 98Q Country. Nobody's nobody. It's 8:51. McDonald's has announced the McRib is back. We knew when they retired the McRib a year or so ago, we knew they couldn't stop, didn't we? We knew that. We knew it would be back. Oh, McDonald's, yeah. So McDonald's McRib is back for a limited time only. The McRib, I love it. I do love it, actually. Major League Baseball playoffs begin today. We got four games today, four games tomorrow. There's some overlapping of the games going on, but between ABC, ESPN, and ESPN2, if you got three TVs, you can run two, three, and put them all on there. So Major League Baseball playoffs, the excitement of that begins today. We got the Brewers, of course, 6 o'clock, right at, just shortly after 6, first pitch. And Twins are in the playoffs, too. They play 3:30 on ESPN. The Brewers will be on ESPN2 and right here, of course. The late-night TV talk shows returned to their shows last night for the first time since the writer's strike ended. Writer's strike went on for several months, so everything is back to normal. They got the money stuff figured out, apparently. Paris is experiencing a large bed bug problem, apparently, in Paris. No more information than just that. Just a bed bug problem. What else do we have going on here? See, Bucks basketball is going to get going here pretty soon. We got some preseason stuff. I don't know how many of you are following this. Damian Lillard is the real deal. I mean, I know he's a little bit older, but he is, I mean, he was a very coveted free agent in basketball. For the Bucks to land Giannis makes them an instant favorite to win the title this year. Of course, they both got to stay healthy. But if Giannis and Lillard are both on the floor in the playoffs, they're going to be hard to beat. That's good news for Bucks fans. You know what better news is? We got them right here. The Bucks are going to be on for the first time ever on the big flamethrower here in 98Q Country. We got Bucks basketball. Carry a few of the preseason games and regular season starting, I believe. I do have the schedule, but I haven't looked at it intently. So the regular season right here, Bucks basketball on 98Q.
Have you Googled yourself lately? Are there negative posts from an ex-employee or from a former client? Maybe an outdated news article or sensitive personal information about your family? Search engines don't always get it right. For right or wrong, it's your reputation on the line. That's where Reputation Defender by Norton comes in. One of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. Reputation Defender has been fixing people's search results for over 15 years. Their cutting-edge approaches help you to wipe away unwanted information in your search results. They also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, helping you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. Take control with Reputation Defender. You can start by getting your free reputation report card at reputationdefender.com or call 800-803-5505 to speak to an expert. That's 800-803-5505.
From the early morning giggles to the late night sniffles, kids will be kids. At Marshfield Children's, that's exactly who we want them to be. We've dedicated our entire careers to caring for kids as kids. And we're welcoming new patients as soon as today at locations near you. Bumps, bruises, checkups, and more. Bring all your questions to the area's only dedicated pediatric experts. Visit marshfieldchildrens.org.
Here's a look at your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. For today, we'll sunny to partly cloudy skies with high temperatures warming up to 80. South winds a bit breezy, increasing to 10 to 15. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy, chance for some late night showers, a low of 62. Scattered showers and storms on Wednesday, a cooler high of 68. That cooling trend continues on Thursday with a chance for some more showers developing back to a high of 60. Friday, only expecting upper 40s with rain likely. And even into your Saturday, chance for some early day showers, high of 46. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caron. That's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now it's 64.
If I'm recommending my favorite radio station, it's because not only are they playing great music, but they have DJs on that are connecting to us as listeners.
Red Hot Country.
It's great.
98Q Country.
Girl, you know I love talking to you on the phone. I could listen to your sweet voice all night long. Sometimes I can get by with the sweet dreams, baby, good night. But this time, well, I don't want to spend it alone. So I'm coming over, I hope it's alright. Listen for me pulling into your drive. Look out your window, you'll see my lights, baby. Face.